Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 348. You're Attracted to the Wrong Men by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. And I'm Joss Marie. Good day to you, and welcome back to my show where I try and bring you some of the best relationship content out there every Monday through Friday, just like an audiobook. And today, I'll actually be narrating a post from Evan Mark Katz explaining how you may be attracted to the wrong men. So with that, let's hear what he has to say and start optimizing your life. You're Attracted to the Wrong Men by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Do you find that you're attracted to the wrong men? Do you ever wonder why you're pulled in a direction that isn't healthy for you? Do you ever wonder what you can do differently? If so, join the crowd. Often, the most attractive, desirable men are the worst fit for your future. Yet you can't seem to help being drawn in by their charm and charisma. It's time to break free from the patterns of your past and create a new future, filled with kind, consistent men who treat you the way you deserve. I love getting emails from you. I really do. Because when you're open with me and I can be open with you, together we can create magic. I was reminded of the magic when I got a call from a private client just this morning. Terry was telling me about how she's always been a magnet for the wrong men. She's a strong, successful woman, and she likes alpha males. Charismatic, successful, charming, handsome, you know the type. Except there are two problems. Alpha males generally don't like her. The alpha males that do like her have some serious issues. They're workaholics, they're selfish, they're narcissistic, they don't make her feel special, they're unable to commit, they're always trying to get their way. In other words, they're alpha males. Terry couldn't help but be drawn to these guys, even though she knew that these guys are toxic for her. But after 40-some-odd years of failure, she realized that something had to shift. Charisma is attractive, but if it's not coupled with kindness and commitment, who really cares? Terry finally started to open up to nice guys, and she's starting to see the light. The guy she's seeing now is great, and although she's trying to find something wrong with him, she can't find any compelling reason to break up. Such is the toxic pull that charismatic alpha males have on you that you actually will try to find problems with the men who treat you the best. Now, you probably know and routinely reject nice guys. Their greatest faults are these. They're too easygoing. They're always trying to please. They don't seem manly enough. And they're not going to put up an argument because they want you to be happy. How awful. Contrast that with the flaws of the alpha male, who can be condescending, aloof, emotionally unavailable, commitment phobic, and self-obsessed. Which guy seems like a better bet? I know, but there's this feeling of attraction when you're around an alpha male, and it draws you in every time. Why can't one of these guys turn into your husband? Well, you can never say never, but don't you think that if alpha males were really good long-term prospects, you'd have landed one by now? I want you to look back into your own dating history and replay all your most meaningful relationships. If you're anything like me, you're at peace with your past. You can see why you dated certain people at certain times, but there's really not anybody that you'd take back. That's the way it should be. If you do have someone you'd consider taking back, ask yourself if you'd take them back as they were, or would you take them back only in an idealized fantasy way? Generally, you'd only be inclined to take the people back who dumped you. I remember feeling like a couple of my girlfriends could walk on water. I would have done anything for them. But one dumped me after 6 months, the other dumped me after 3. And while both women were certainly impressive, I definitely overestimated them. Have you been holding on to the ghosts of boyfriend's past? It's time to let go by learning why he's gone and what you can do to move forward. I'd like you to think about a man that you loved who hurt you. I'm not suggesting that this man is bad. I'm saying that you've given him way too much credit. First of all, your future spouse doesn't dump you. Right there, that's a character flaw. If relationships are about feeling safe and accepted, it's hard to feel that when you've been dumped. You still might be in love, but that doesn't mean that he is a good long-term prospect for you. Second of all, your strong positive feelings usually cover up the negative ones, which is how you could be genuinely in love with a man who is verbally abusive, who doesn't call, who tells you how you need to change, and who isn't emotionally available. Looking back, if I had married some of the women that I thought I wanted to marry, I'd have ended up with partners who were selfish, jealous, temperamental, and judgmental. I didn't realize this until years later when comparing them to my wife. Maybe I was less whipped on my wife, but she was far less selfish, jealous, temperamental, and judgmental than my exes. In other words, she was a much better match for me. When you're insanely attracted to someone, you tend to ignore his bad qualities. And if you end up marrying that man out of passion, well, guess what? You've bought his bad qualities for life. Congratulations on your passion fest. Have fun fighting. Believe it or not, I'm not here to tell you that all alpha males are jerks and commitment phobes. I will tell you, however, that the alpha qualities that attract you are the very things that create conflict in your life. Alpha males assert their wills, work hard, play hard, like to conquer, and have enough ego to fuel a rocket ship. You have to be willing to be number two with an alpha. And if you're not wired that way, if you're looking for true equality, you're a lot better off finding and appreciating a man who wants equality as well. That would be the nice guy who doesn't excite you as much. You spend so much time looking for someone who dazzles you and not enough time looking for someone who is dazzled by you. Partnership is about finding someone who thinks you're worth sacrificing for. If you're the one making all the sacrifices because he's too stubborn or egomaniacal, you're just going to build up a lot of resentment, as you can already see. Attraction and chemistry are great relationship starters, but compatibility and compromise are the things that allow you to sustain it. So instead of going for the short-term sugar high that always results in the same exact crash, start thinking of what's healthiest for you in the long run. Chances are, it's not the guy you're most attracted to. It's probably the guy you're most compatible with. You just listened to the post titled, You're Attracted to the Wrong Men, by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Evan makes some really great points, as always, and I hope they help you if you feel like you're in a rut of attracting the wrong men. So best of luck in your dating. But with that, let's keep today's outro nice and short. Have a good one, and hopefully I'll see you again tomorrow with a post from Becoming Minimalist, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.